Hello and welcome to a special edition of Detroiters Think Big, a podcast presented by the Detroit Regional Chamber. I am your host, Devin O'Reilly, Director of Entrepreneurship at the Chamber. And with me today is Bea Wolnerman, the owner of Bees and Bees Squeeze. We can find you in Eastern Market most of the time. You've got all sorts of stuff going on though, so we'll get into all that. But as we like to do, I kind of want to start with kind of your origin story, as it were. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to found Bees.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here. So our story, it's pretty unique. My husband, Eli, and I actually purchased an old meatpacking building here in Eastern Market. It was really cool. Unfortunately, it had been abandoned for about 40 years. We were hoping we'd be able to save more of the building, but once we got in, we discovered that the walls were really caving in on themselves. And unfortunately, we had to tear down almost the entire building and start from scratch. So it was definitely a bigger project than we initially anticipated. Our original plans were to create this really cool co-working, co-creating space, wanted to add in a cafe just because it's Eastern Market and we really wanted to have something for everybody on a Saturday morning. But, you know, as you know, we'll continue talking, that's not what ended up happening. We didn't have the best timing, but it all worked out for the best.
Sure. Well, so what were you doing before this, though? What made you kind of think of even having something like this, like not only just a lemonade, but this kind of multifaceted community space here? What were you doing before this that brought you to found it?
Yeah, so backing up even more, I've always been an entrepreneur and I had a gifting company called Open Me When. If anyone's been around for a couple of years, I was one of the first people to have one of those cute little holiday markets over in Cadillac Square. So we did specialty gift boxes, corporate gifting, and I was actually working out of my house and it was just getting crazy. The dining room table was covered in boxes. I mean, there were full hallways that were completely blocked. So I started looking for a space to move into. You know, I really needed a space to spread out and I couldn't find a good fit within the city of Detroit.
And so how did you come to decide on Eastern Market? Was it just the opportunity was there?
Yeah, I mean, I've always loved Eastern Market. I mean, I've grown up in the area, you know, my whole life. So I feel like Eastern Market has always been one of my favorite areas, but just, you know, the whole history of the neighborhood, everyone's so great. Everyone's so hardworking. It's so vibrant on the weekends, but even during the week. And I just knew that, you know, this was the place where I wanted to really put some roots down in Detroit.
Sure. So let's break down some of the different concepts that you have. Cause like you said, there's multiple facets to your mini empire here. Let's start with the product itself, and that's the Bee Squeeze, the lemonade, correct?
Yes, absolutely. So like I said, we bought this building. We thought we were going to renovate it and, you know, be opening our doors the following summer. Obviously, that didn't happen when we had to tear it down and start from scratch. So I wanted to do something really creative to market the space and kind of get our name out there in the meantime. I was looking for, you know, just an out of the box way to do that. And I discovered the smallest piece of land for sale in Detroit. It happened to be right on the Jacquinder Cut. So if, you know, you're listening and you don't know where that is, it runs parallel to Eastern Market all the way down to the riverfront. It's a really cool urban pedestrian path. And there's really nothing, you know, on the path. There's nowhere to stop. So this little piece of land was actually up a 5-foot wall. It was covered in weeds. There's a reason why no one wanted it. It kind of seemed like, you know, no one could really do anything with it. But I thought this would be the perfect spot, you know, such a great opportunity that I would never get again, that I would find something to do with it. And after some brainstorming, I realized there really was a need for somewhere to stop along the Jacquinder Cut and, you know, get a lemonade. It's really hot down there. People are jogging and biking by and who doesn't love lemonade? So I created the Bee Squeeze Lemonade Stand, turning this little lemon of a piece of land into lemonade, and even added a really cool bucket and pulley system to overcome the height challenge.
Yeah, I saw it. It's a really cool system, and it helped with contactless serving too, right?
Yeah, it totally did. So we launched this lemonade stand in 2019, just like I said, to market bees. It was supposed to be a temporary summer pop-up that we were going to end, you know, at the end of the summer. But obviously, it totally took off in its own direction. We got, you know, featured in national and local publications, started participating in food festivals. So we kept it and we ran with it. So last summer, you know, even though the whole world is shut down, our lemonade stand did better than ever. We actually became known as the social distancing lemonade stand because we have the bucket and pulley system. So kind of a happy accident that people thought we did on purpose, but really, you know, it just kind of happened to work out in our favor.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, I mean, using the buzzword of 2020 social distancing, if you can be the lemonade stand for that, Detroit, that's quite an accomplishment.
Exactly.
So, you know, that wasn't your only pivot or success that you were able to kind of glean from the challenges of the pandemic, because you also became quite a kind of tiny wedding venue. And so tell me a little bit about kind of, was that always the plan? Did that come of kind of figuring out things during COVID and how people were going to do this? Talk a little bit about how you came to become a wedding destination.
Yeah, absolutely. So we finally finished construction on the building that we had to, you know, kind of build from the ground up. Had our big grand opening at the very end of February 2020. We were open for about 2 weeks and then we had to close. And that was really scary. It was really devastating. I mean, we had worked so hard for so long and we had these big ambitions for this co-working, co-creating space. And obviously that was not something conducive to the new world after, you know, the pandemic began. So when we reopened again in June, we kind of took a look at our space and said, what can we do with this? How can we bring people in? We needed to pay the bills. And weddings kind of came to mind. We have a really cool rooftop patio. It's just gorgeous. You can see the Detroit skyline, but you feel like you're kind of right there in the market. And we thought this would just be the perfect place for couples to have an intimate gathering. So many of my friends, and I'm sure everyone has friends and family, you know, who were going through this very scary period of, hey, is my wedding happening? Is it not? What should I do? And they just wanted to get married. So we created these packages with, you know, everything that the couple would need for their perfect day, florals, cake, champagne. I even became an officiant online so I could marry the couples myself. Nice. And so we provided everything right here at Bees, and it really took off. So we did not intend to be a wedding venue by any means, but you know, we were actually just voted by our Best of Detroit, the number one special occasion venue in Detroit. So that's just been a really fun ride that we never expected, but we are just, you know, going with the flow and seeing what's next.
Yeah, that's amazing. So have you done many weddings as an officiant?
I have. I've done, I think it's over 30 at this point. Wow. I've done quite a few.
Wow. So when people think of tiny weddings, what's the average size of the weddings that usually come through? And is there a limit to how many? There obviously is a limit, but what is the limit to a tiny wedding?
Yeah. So honestly, it's been a great way to kind of break into the wedding industry. We started off with only 10 people because that's what the restrictions called for at the time. And as the restrictions opened, we also opened our guest count. So we've been slowly adding more and more people into our space. We actually ended up transitioning our co-creating warehouse into an event venue as well. So started off as 10, and now we can host up to 120 people in our space.
Oh, wow. So far from tiny weddings now.
No, exactly.
That's awesome. So going back to that, because, you know, we, you know, co-working in those co-creating type of spaces obviously really took a hit during COVID. And so what are you seeing in that element? Because you mentioned it before, you also had designed this to be a co-creating space. And I'm sure at least for a time there just wasn't the demand. What's the current status of that type of that concept within Bees, and where do you see that going?
Yeah, absolutely. So we kind of designed our space to have two main elements. The co-working is more traditional. We have private offices, we have conference rooms, we have an open lounge, something that you kind of expect. And then we also had a co-creating space, which really was just a giant open warehouse. We taped off spots on the floor, and it was just for people to come in, set up their business, do some light manufacturing or whatever they needed to do, and share this big space with other creators. And honestly, that was a very challenging part of our business. Obviously, people don't want to come on in and share a big room with a bunch of other people. So that's the space that we transitioned to be full-time event venue. We do open it up during the day for more temporary uses like photo shoots and other, you know, creative events. But We did have to get rid of that part of our business in order to exist in this new world. In terms of co-working, thankfully, our private offices have done really well just because they are separate spaces. And, you know, we've seen over the past couple weeks, couple months especially, an uptick in just, you know, interest for more flexible members, people who are done working from home. Maybe they've, you know, done it for the past year and they just need a change of scenery. Maybe their companies are now more comfortable with them going to a shared workspace, but it seems like that part of the business is finally starting to pick up a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, I see that, we see that in downtown Detroit, where that hybrid model is really taking hold, where, as you mentioned, maybe people want to utilize the co-working space a couple days a week to get out of the house, or maybe they want to get out of the office or whatever that is. They need that second office, that secondary place to work, and it's comfortable and a good environment, and you provide that. So you're in Eastern Market. Talk a little bit about that area, and, you know, for maybe people who haven't been back to Eastern Market recently, are you seeing the people come back? Are you seeing more life and more energy in that Eastern Market space?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Eastern Market has been one of those neighborhoods where, you know, even years ago, even during the pandemic, there were still people coming here on Saturday. I mean, at its core, they're here to provide food to the neighborhood, and that's not going to change. So luckily, it's not like they had to come back from nothing. There were always some really great people here, but more and more, even throughout the week, we're seeing a lot of people come back. We recently opened up our cafe to being full-time again. We're open Tuesday through Sunday now, and it's getting pretty busy during the week. I mean, you know, there's people out and about at the market. They have Tuesday markets now. There's other restaurants and other businesses that are open around here during the week. So it's just been really fun to watch firsthand this neighborhood come back to life.
Yeah. Do you feel a sense of kind of camaraderie or collaboration with the other businesses in Eastern Market and in that area? I know it's kind of very tightly packed, and it seems like kind of everybody knows everybody because they're all kind of working together to make Eastern Market better. But I just think about walking around, you've got, you know, Eastern Market Brewing, and you've got Detroit City Distillery, you've got Bobian Foods. So do you feel that camaraderie, I assume?
Yeah, absolutely. And from the moment we purchased this building, everyone welcomed us with open arms. It's been such a great experience.
Great. So what is next for you? So you've already done all this stuff and only being open a short amount of time. You've opened multiple concepts. You've been successful in pretty much all of them. So where are you kind of going next?
Yeah, so I mean, Bees is finally kind of running on its own a little bit more. We've been able to hire a really good team here. So we have a team to run the cafe, a team to run the co-working side, and then the event side as well. So right now, my focus is really on the lemonade business. Like I mentioned before, it started as this little pop-up. It was really intended just as marketing for Bees, but it's really grown into its own company. We're actually now in 25 states with the lemonade, and we have a lot of interest from larger stores across the country. So I think, you know, we're going to try to grow this to be a national brand. And I have a feeling that this will go pretty far. So I'm really excited to, you know, bring on some new flavors, some new ideas, and just keep growing this little lemonade stand.
That's great. So I want to talk about that, the brand, because you have right now, you have three different flavors, right? There's regular, rose, and lavender. Did I have that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So do you have a favorite flavor?
I mean, I'm not supposed to play favorites, but I would say that our new lavender is really, really good. If you like lavender, you have to try it.
Okay. And what do you think makes Bees Lemonade unique? Without giving away any secrets, just what's your feelings on that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we start chatting with stores, and it is difficult to get, you know, into the right store, meet with the right buyer, but as soon as we tell them our story of this lemonade stand with this crazy bucket and pulley system on the DeQuinder cut, people are instantly captivated and they're intrigued and they want to learn more. And then when you try our product, it really is that fresh squeezed taste in a bottle. We have no artificial ingredients, no preservatives. We have about a third less sugar than traditional lemonades. And we have a really special pasteurization process that helps keep that, you know, clean, bright taste that you crave when you grab a lemonade. So for a lot of stores, that's really all it takes. There's a lot of really sugary, oversaturated, you know, larger Coke and Pepsi brands out there, but there hasn't been much innovation in the lemonade category. And so we're more than happy to do it.
And you mentioned you're thinking of new flavors. Is there anything you can speak to as far as what the next flavors are for bees, or you're just workshopping a bunch of stuff?
Well, we are workshopping quite a few flavors. Last year, we actually did this really fun event here at Bees. We called it Mad Scientist Party, and we had 8 different flavors that we tested out, and we had everyone vote. So we tried everything from hibiscus to orange blossom to basil, juniper, charcoal, definitely sticking with the botanical theme, trying to set ourselves apart that way as well. But honestly, they all were hits. So we are open to any or all of those flavors coming up next.
Great. So something I kind of step back a little bit and say that, we're really interested in supporting small business, and we want to, understand kind of the small business owners and the struggle, and also the ways that they were able to overcome. So if you were to kind of give a piece of advice to a small business owner or someone looking to open a small business now in light of everything that's happened, are there any kind of words of advice from someone like yourself who has been able to kind of innovate and weather the storm, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. You're never going to know what the right move is, but you have to start somewhere and you have to take those steps. So you can't sit back. This is your business and no one's ever going to care about it as much as you do. So keep moving forward. Whatever you do, even if it's not the right fit, will get your business to where it should be one day. But you just have to keep believing in yourself and keep moving forward.
Amen. So I want to talk a little bit about your social media too, because we're going to give you a chance to talk about that. You've got a great social media game. How can people connect and stay updated with Bees and all the things you've got going on?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find Bees at beesdetroit.com. Same with Bees Squeeze at beessqueeze.com. You can find us on Instagram at beesdetroit at beessqueeze. And just for everyone who's listening, B is spelled B-E-A. Sometimes there's some confusion there. But yeah, I mean, we are always posting new and exciting things on our social media handles. One thing really fun that we've added this summer is a lemonade to go window out of Bees Detroit. We have Bees Squeeze Freeze Slushies, which have been really fun. So we're posting our special of the day there. We're posting updates. So definitely follow us to just see what's going on.
That's right. You put the lemonade slushy form now, right?
Yes, it's been really fun.
That sounds perfect on a day like this. And anyone listening in the near future, it's going to be hot for a while, so I don't think that's going to change.
Yep, it's not going anywhere.
No, that's great. So, and then also Bees itself, like you said, you're really expanding quickly. I saw Bees Lemonade at a market outside of Detroit recently. And so where can people find Bees? Is it just go look somewhere, check out your local market, or are there specific places that you can say that you're at?
Yeah. So if you actually head to our website, beesqueeze.com, we have a store locator page, so you can find a location near you.
That's perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much, Bee, for joining us today. It was really great to talk to you and learn about all the cool things that you have going on.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm really, really excited to be sharing it with everyone listening and with you.
All right, take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.